Here's a swing and a high fly ball to left. This hit well. To the track goes Kemp. At the wall, a 380. Gone. A three-run homer for Tim Anderson. 3-1 White Sox.
This is the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
It's kind of historic. First home run is the White Sox flagship station there.
You huge.
Put a ribbon on that one. Rick Hahn. The boss, the general manager. One of the reasons I like Rick so much is not just because he's the boss, but also because he's one of the few people in the White Sox organization who will be willing to get up and talk to me before 10 o'clock as the season goes on. So, Rick, you drew the short straw.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. There was a line 10 deep looking for that short straw. I got lucky.
How are you, man?
Doing well. How about you?
Doing fine. You in Arizona?
Yeah, enjoying what is now about the third week of Groundhog's Day out here as we get a little deeper into games that don't quite matter in the standings, but still help build a little bit of excitement for opening day a few weeks from now.
We mentioned earlier when Brooks was in here, White Sox tickets on sale today, whitesox.com for all of that, including video of giant foam-headed racers running up and down Michigan Avenue causing traffic jams. So sorry you weren't here for it. Adam Hogue and Mark Carmen are here, as you know. They're going to do the post game, and I'll let them jump in a second. But one of the interesting things I've seen, Rick, in these first few games is a lot of offense.
A lot of offense, and you do see some of that in Arizona. The ball does fly a little bit more down here than it does during the regular season. But you've also seen some good at-bats that have probably led to a little bit more productive offense. Guys are seemingly in mid-season form in terms of how they're taking their ABs and working deep counts, and Ricky and Todd Steverson, our hitting coach, are emphasizing getting a good ball to hit and staying in the zone, and so far the guys have been translating that into success.
Rick, what do you want to see from Michael Kopech to make his way up? Because I think a lot of White Sox fans are chomping at the bit to see him at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Yeah, you know, it's not too dissimilar from where we were a year ago on guys like Moncada and Lopez and to an extent Giolito, in that there's this great deal of excitement and we know that these guys are a big part of our future, but we don't want to take any shortcuts in their development so that when they do get here, they're in a position to not just survive but succeed and continue to grow. In Michael's case, we got to keep in mind he's 21 years old. He's got like 15 innings above Double A. Last year was the first year of his pro career that he took the ball every fifth day throughout the entire season. So we want to see him continue to take the ball on regular rest, continue to have strong outings, and if there's one area that he probably needs a little bit more development at the minor league level, it's on the use of his changeup. You know, obviously everyone knows he's got a plus-plus fastball, plus slider, and when you have that kind of dominant stuff, it might be a little bit easier to get A-ball and double-A hitters out just on those two pitches alone. But Michael and has heard from us, and he knows himself, that in order to have the type of success he's capable of having in Chicago, he's going to have to mix in that changeup more to keep big league hitters off balance.
Rick, I talked to you 10 days ago on Sports Central. I asked you what's the most important part of spring training or most important thing that you need the early part of spring training. You said stay healthy. The baseball gods haven't exactly listened.
That's right. I might have. Hopefully, I didn't tempt fate, or at the very least, we've made an adequate sacrifice to the baseball gods with Jake Berger's Achilles and Mike Rodolfo's UCL. Two unfortunate injuries. Mike's, knock on wood, seems to be slightly less serious than originally anticipated, and at the very least, he's going to continue his development at the plate through the DH spot at Winston-Salem for at least the first half of the year. And with Jake, unfortunately, the Achilles came out of nowhere, as those tend to do, and is going to cost him a season. But he's a fantastic kid and a fantastic worker, and still have every high degree of confidence he's going to be an impact big leaguer when his time ultimately does come.
And any update on Eloy too, Rick, and Luis Robert as well, as far as the health goes?
Luis is fine. Luis, bang playing at second, got a little knock in the head, was cleared of all potential concussion issues, so that's a big positive, and wanted to stay in the game. But obviously, in spring training games, we're not going to force the issue at all, and Ricky wisely pulled him. But he's fully available this afternoon should we decide to go to him. Eloy's day-to-day. He's got a knee barking at him a little bit. He's receiving treatment and slowly ramping back up. Again, if it were the regular season, it'd probably be a little bit of a different treatment protocol, but given that we're still several weeks away from opening day, there's no need to rush it.
You know, the White Sox have a strong Cuban tradition on this team, and with Robert and Moncada and who am I forgetting? The big
Abreu.
Dog. Yeah, Abreu. We have exciting news, Rick, which you're going to be happy to hear. We can get any of those guys on the air, regardless of their command of English, because the lovely and talented Lourdes Duarte from WGN-TV has volunteered to be our translator.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm sure the guys will be thrilled to hear that and look forward to being on with you.
They'll be thrilled if they can meet Lourdes. I'm sure they're talking to me part, maybe not so much.
I didn't want to divide up where their excitement lay, but yeah, that might have something to do
with it. Opening day, less than a month away. You getting a little bit of a tingle yet?
We are, and it's an interesting camp because we are obviously still in the process of this rebuild here, and you get that excitement as you walk around even our backfields and seeing some of the minor league guys as they continue to blossom, and you can envision what this thing's going to look like over the coming years. At the same time, as you guys have seen in the games you've been able to catch so far, Ricky and his staff really has these guys fighting every out and playing a brand of White Sox baseball that's fun to watch. So there's excitement about the present and the future right now.
Rick, Steve and I were having a little bit of a discussion, potential argument yesterday. I've had the same argument with Adam about players playing hard, and how do you balance a guy who hits a ground ball to second, is going 100 miles an hour to first, maybe blows out a hamstring, versus protecting himself for the entire season or running into a wall, putting himself in danger, but also giving a fair effort. Like, what do you tell your players around that type of
stuff? Before you answer, Rick.
Yes.
I don't think it's old school to say you want your guys, from the stars to the guys trying to make the club, to work hard for all 162, not for chosen games when you could actually miss the playoffs by a game, or at the bare minimum, because fans are paying full price to come out, they ought to get a good show. Adam?
I agree. Carmen and I have fought over this issue before.
Stay healthy, Rick.
You
That's what I'm saying.
Know.
All right, Rick, now clear this up for all of us.
Health is important, but I do think I'm going to have to side with Steve and Adam on this one. We wanted to indoctrinate a culture at the big league level throughout the minor league system, and as part of what Ricky was charged with when we brought him in as manager. And that culture is about playing the game hard, playing 27 outs, the entire outing in battle for 162, not just because we want to get the most out of the players and the effort out of our players on a nightly basis, but because that could be the difference at some point between going deep in the postseason,
right,
and missing out on the opportunity. Now, I don't think you have necessarily an issue with a guy busting his tail down the line is going to increase his risk of injury, in part because part of this culture and part of the communication that Ricky and his coaches have with these guys on a daily basis is Ricky knows which guys might be nursing a little something here or there, and they know that if they don't necessarily look like they're busting it down the line, we know it's because of a certain ailment they
right.
might have. So all we're looking for them is 100% of their effort they're capable of giving on a different day. We're not looking for them to push past it. We're obviously not looking for guys to slam into the outfield wall on a ball that's eight rows deep just for the sake of looking good. We're looking for 100% of the smart effort that they can give on a given day, and I think you've seen that in terms of the brand of baseball that's been on the South Side here for the last year plus.
Going to be fun. We're your White Sox flagship, 162, going to hear them right here, and still got a bunch of preseason games to come as well. Rick, thanks. I look forward to continuing this.
Sounds good, as do I, guys. Thanks for having me.